The deadline for reallocating base acres and updating yields, which hasn't been done since the late 1980s, is February 27. So if a farmer needs to get into their county office and have that first conversation or maybe that fourth conversation with a county office staffer about these programs, now is the time to do that. We've got a little bit more time with regard to the election between ARC or PLC, and that deadline is March 31. Now, you know, there have been folks encouraging farmers to wait until the very last minute for one reason or another so that they'll have more information. My feeling is this: if you can make a decision today, get into the office and do that, you can certainly change your mind up until the deadline's end, but you're going to be in there with everybody else in the county, and I'm really trying to avoid a big long line for both our farmers as well as a huge workload in the final days of the sign-up for our county office staff.
Dolcini says if needed, changes can be made right up to the deadline.
No problem with doing that, Randall. You can certainly make a change up until the very final hour of the deadline for either the base reallocation process or the election process. And many farmers are able to right now, having used the web tools a little bit, having spoken with their crop insurance agent, maybe their business partner, family members, others that they trust, and they feel confident that making an election between one of the programs is something they can do today. Go in, by all means, do that, and if for some reason you change your mind, you can certainly do that before the deadline.
So again, you have until February 27 to update your yield history or reallocate base acres, and then until March 31st to make the one-time election of either ARC or PLC. For more information, just contact your local FSA office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.